Welcome and good evening. We're going to start with relaxation of the body systematically and welcoming our sensations and perceptions. After that, I'm going to narrate something to do with how we perceive the world. So it's an inquiry that I'll be narrating, and you can just remain as open as you can and, if required, answer the questions internally as they arise. They're for pondering and contemplation. So just begin by scanning your body, noticing any areas that are contracted, tight, uncomfortable, maybe even painful. And just welcome those as best you can. Just let them be as they are without trying to push them away, wish they weren't there. Now remove any labels you've attributed to those sensations, such as discomfort, pain, etc. Just drop those labels for now and experience those areas as pure sensation. Maybe as a sort of tingling or vibration or even pulsating. Or just nothing at all. Notice that there are plenty of other areas in the body that are already open, already spacious and relaxed. So just welcome those areas as well. Now experience the whole body as one field of pure sensation. As I said, maybe a slight tingling or vibrating of some sort, just sensation. It is said that the one thing we do have control over is where we place our attention. So that's the faculty we're going to use by now paying attention to any sounds outside the building you're in or the room that you're in. And just welcome those sounds as best you can. Maybe sound of traffic or passers-by. Any sounds outside the room being welcomed. Notice any sounds inside the room, even if it's only something such as the sound of the electrics, any machines, maybe the sound of your breathing. Welcome also anything you can hear at my end of things, including obviously the sound of my voice. So if there's any background noise you can hear through my microphone, welcome that as best you can. Welcome the sense of smell. What smells or smell can you detect predominantly where you are? Just welcome that. And with the eyes closed, notice and welcome the play of light that we see with closed eyes, the sort of balls of light. Notice and welcome any mental images that arise from thinking, or any thoughts that produce dialogue or sounds in the head, as it were. Notice that you don't actually produce those. You're not consciously generating them. They arise and subside of their own volition, and that they can easily come and go without the need to push them away or cling to them. So I'm now going to lead us through an experience of, or a way of looking at the world, which simply requires openness and the ability to perhaps ponder what's been said, maybe answer some of the things, as I said, internally, but not necessarily, not in a hard and fast way. So just follow as best you can. So referring only to your direct experience, ask yourself, what is ever present in my life? What is the one thing that has remained with me all my life that cannot be separated or parted from myself? Visit the full spectrum of experience, thoughts, feelings, sensations, and perceptions, and ask each of them in turn if they've been present throughout your life. We know that there's a continuity to our experience, that there is something that runs throughout all experience that gives it its continuity. What is that something? It is obviously not a thought, because thoughts are intermittent. They come and go. It's obviously not a feeling or a sensation, for these also come and go. And it's obviously not a perception, that is, a sight, sound, taste, texture, or smell, for like thoughts, feelings, and sensations, these also appear and disappear. What then is it that gives experience its continuity? From what is its continuity derived? Don't ask thoughts what they have to say about the matter. Ask yourself, ask your experience. There is continuity to experience. That continuity must be made of something. It cannot be made of an intermittent object, that is, a thought, feeling, sensation, or perception. What is it made of? Don't say, I don't know. We know that there is continuity to experience. We experience that continuity, so we must know it. Only that which is continuous, or more accurately, ever-present, is worth investing our identity in. If we invest our identity in something that is intermittent, something that comes and goes, we will always feel that we are on the verge of disappearance. In other words, if we invest our identity in a thought, feeling, sensation, or perception, we will, by definition, always feel that we are about to disappear, we will feel that when each of these disappears, we are going to disappear with them. And this fear of disappearance, which is the fear of death, will subtly dictate all our subsequent thoughts, feelings, activities, and relationships. If we want true security, we have to invest our identity in that which is truly secure. Something that disappears cannot be truly secure. If we want security and the peace that attends it, we must invest our identity in that which is secure, that which doesn't disappear. Move, change. Any object that we find with the mind, however subtle, such as a thought, feeling, sensation, or perception, comes and goes. The only thing that remains present throughout our life is the awareness with which we know, or are aware of, or experience. This awareness cannot be found by the mind because it has no objective, observable, perceivable qualities. We cannot find awareness, we can only be it. And the way to be awareness knowingly is to cease investing our identity in anything other than that. To cease investing our identity in thoughts, feelings, sensations, and perceptions. Let anything that can go, go. Let anything that can pass away, pass away. And the one thing that cannot pass away will remain and slowly make its presence felt in our lives. It will first make itself known as peace in the background of experience, and then gradually flood the body and the mind with its presence, flowing into the foreground of experience as happiness. Give your mind to whatever comes and goes, but give your heart to that which always remains with you. Imagine a necklace made of 100 colorful beads. What is it that makes it look like one necklace and not 100 separate objects? What is it that gives the necklace its singularity, that enables us to see one thing and not 100 things? It is the invisible thread on which the beads are strung. It is on account of the single thread that 100 beads look like one necklace. The 100 beads, each one separate and limited, are the 10,000 things of our everyday experience, the multiplicity and diversity of thoughts, images, ideas, feeling, sensations, sights, sounds, etc. But what is it that makes these 10,000 things feel like one thing, one experience? At any moment, there is only one experience taking place, although thought divides that single experience into a multiplicity and diversity of objects called the body, mind, and world. What is it that gives this apparent multiplicity and diversity of experience its continuity and cohesion? How is it that experience is not a jumble of chaotic thoughts, feelings, sensations, and perceptions? It is because all thoughts, feelings, sensations, and perceptions are strung together on the invisible thread of awareness. This ever-present thread of awareness cannot be seen, just as the thread that unifies the necklace cannot be seen. Only the beads can be seen, but they owe their cohesion and singularity to the thread. Likewise, it is our self, awareness, that runs through all experience, giving it its continuity and cohesion. Don't invest your identity in the beads, in the objects, in the appearances. There is no continuity or permanence in the mind, the body, or the world. There is no security there. There is no peace there. The mind, body, and world derive their apparent continuity and permanence from you, awareness. It is you that impart continuity and cohesion to experience. You impart reality to all experience. Lend the mind, the body, and the world your ever-present substance, the reality and singularity of pure awareness, but don't give it away. When any appearance, such as a thought, sensation, or perception arises, see clearly that it borrows its reality from you. And when that object disappears, take back its reality. See that its reality remains with you, as you. You are the ever-present reality of all experience, and that reality never appears or disappears. In other words, nothing real appears or disappears. As it says in the Bhagavad Gita, that which is never ceases to be. That which is not never comes into existence. You are the reality of all that is. It is what I am. All seeming things borrow their existence and reality from our self. As William Shakespeare said, all things seem but cannot be. Things seem to have their own independent existence, but their existence belongs to our self, awareness, not to an apparent object. You impart reality to the world. Treat the world as such, and it will never let you down. Thank you.